from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. Florida's Gulf Coast bracing for the impact of Hurricane Milton's winds and expected massive storm surge. The storm could bring destruction to cities and towns already reeling from Helene's devastation just 12 days ago. Milton's winds are some of the strongest we have ever seen. Almost the entirety of Florida's west coast under a hurricane warning this morning. The area has not endured a direct hit by a major hurricane in more than a century. One of New Jersey's largest public school districts is the latest to drop the state's controversial recommendations on how to deal with transgender students.
The Edison Board of Education recently voted 5-3 on a motion to repeal Policy 5756, which says schools should follow a student's gender ID preferences without notifying parents or guardians. Over a year ago, the state attorney general's office confirmed that the policy was actually guidance. LGBTQ advocates say the goal is to protect trans students who fear parental response. Edison Township School District has nearly 17,000 students, making it the fifth largest in New Jersey. Erin Vogt, New Jersey 101.5. News.
We've heard it on the national level, and now the Garden State is considering the same move. Legislation that says tips for workers like servers and hairdressers would not be taxed.
Tips aren't part of a casino dealer's or bartender's paycheck, says State Senator Vince Palestina. It's money given to them straight from a customer, so they shouldn't be included under New Jersey's gross income tax.
The ability to lessen the burden on people in terms of their taxable income, allow them to provide a little better for their families, makes sense.
Palestina says this move could also attract more workers to the service industry. There is also a bill in Congress to exempt these tips. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 6:02. New Jersey fast traffic is next. Now, New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
Mostly sunny and dry today, another beautiful day. It will be a little bit cooler than yesterday. We're starting off mainly in the 40s here this morning. Highs today right around 70 degrees. Clearing cool tonight, back down to the upper 40s. We'll do it again tomorrow. Sunshine and highs near 70. Thursday will be breezy and noticeably cooler. Highs only make it into the lower 60s. Most of us will see sunshine on Thursday, although some clouds will creep into southern New Jersey. Weather made possible by Fireside Grill and Bar in Marlboro, the go-to place for enjoying delicious food while catching all your favorite sporting events. Open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner and happy hour weekdays from 3 to 6 p.m. Visit Fireside Grill and Bar in Marlboro and online at firesidegrillandbar.com.
In Belvedere, it's 43, Old Bridge 48, Burlington 50. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.